Welcome back to It's Your Business. In 2013, Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law Office, has joined us from SiouxFallsLaw.com, 335-1778. He gives us a consistent legal voice on It's Your Business. Tom, thanks for being a part of our team.
You're welcome, Bill. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, one of the things that we've talked about in partnering is the image that lawyers have, or the lack thereof, and the need to separate those that get high marks in the community from those that really haven't been doing that for years.
Well, what we're trying to do is give you our view of the law and an understanding of what lawyers do for a living, and hopefully without any extra glossing to it, just kind of the plain truth.
What he has done, too, is what most lawyers do with me when I'm on the air, is remind me that I have a responsibility and that what I say can and will be used against me. So we're very careful about that. But in our discussions, Tom, I have been convinced that you and Johnson Christensen Law is certainly a law group that our audience can trust. And you bring your expertise forward, and we have worked very carefully to put together points that make a difference so people understand the law. A lot of times they go in not understanding the law, and they don't do as well as they should.
That's true. A big part of what we do is to make sure that the client understands the facts that are important. And as I deal with clients, I'm not making it up. I'm just finding out what the real facts are and making sure that they get in front of the judge or in front of the hearings examiner to make sure that all their facts are out. Sometimes my clients can't do that themselves. Sometimes a part of their injury, a part of their disability, their impairment, prevents them from really understanding what their problem ultimately is.
One of the things that we plan to do in 2014 is use the second and fourth Fridays of the month to discuss law, things that are in the news, also the expertise that your office has.
Yes, I think we're doing the second Friday at 9 o'clock, or the 9 o'clock
right.
hour, and the fourth Friday at the 10 o'clock hour.
That'll all work. Now let's talk about what your office handles. Again, we're talking with Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, SiouxFallsLaw.com, 335-1778. You handle Social Security disability claims.
That's correct. Social Security, either SSI or SSDI. SSI tend to be the poorer, less employed people, the people who've had a bigger struggle. SSDI tends to be the workers who have had oftentimes a work injury, which may also lead us into a work comp claim.
You represent those that are disabled and injured. That would be an area that could take a little different turn depending on the circumstances.
That's correct. It could take us to a Social Security disability claim, could take us to a personal injury claim, could take us to a workman's compensation claim. And then, of course, we also handle abuse and neglect cases with regard to nursing home care.
And that abuse and neglect, there's a difference between the two.
There is. Neglect, frankly, is probably the thing we look at the most, and that's a standard of care issue. That's just not taking care of your loved one in the way that you would expect. Abuse is a little bit worse. There's usually an aggressive act of some sort where somebody's been hurt intentionally.
You know, as we go through these five or six points, you've got to have some years of experience to draw on, more than just law books.
Well, I've been at this for 35 years, and my partner has been at it for 20 years, so yeah, we have a fair number of stories. Unfortunately, we can't tell them all, but we've had a lot of different experiences with people. This year, in particular, I have some Social Security outcomes that were really, really I'm grateful to have them. I had a man in his late 50s who had severe injuries when he was only 18 years old. But the fact of the matter is he didn't go on to disability, as he probably could have when he turned 18. He had a mother who took care of him. He had friends who, frankly, kind of made up jobs for him and kept him going. And as the years went by, his mother, of course, ultimately passed away, and his friends retired and no longer had businesses where they could incorporate him. And so we were digging up records that were 40 years old to pursue this man's disability claim, and we were successful on that. And now he's probably 60 now, if I recall correctly, and he's secure. He has medical care. He has some cash. He has a house to live in because his mother left him one, and it all is going well for him.
That brings us to a point. If somebody has one of these areas of expertise that we're talking about this morning, how do they start with you in the Johnson Christensen Law Office?
Well, the first thing is to call us, and we usually try to do a short interview on the telephone to find out if we think there's something we can do for you, and sometimes there's not. Sometimes we try to give you the best advice we can about how to go forward on claims that we can't handle, and if we see that there's enough to go forward with, we'll then have you into the office so we can have a more detailed conference on a face-to-face basis.
Workers' compensation claims.
We handle a fair number of workers' compensation claims. The areas where we probably do the most work on those are on what we call perm totals or odd lot cases. Those are people who just can't get back into the workforce at all because they've been so severely injured that there's just no job they can handle in the area. We're also looking at, but we're not quite sure, we're waiting for a Supreme Court case to be resolved, but we're looking at what we call medical care cases, cases where the work comp carrier just won't pay the medical bills, and the client thinks that it's work-related. They may still be able to work, but nevertheless, they've got some huge medical bills that need to be paid.
Personal injury claims, auto and truck tractor accidents.
Well, and it could be larger than that, too. Auto and truck accidents are the primary area where we see them. Sometimes we'll take a slip and fall, kind of depending on the circumstances. Sometimes there are other injuries that are not necessarily caused by an automobile accident. And we'll look at any of those, try to help people go through with it, go through with their claim. As we've discussed before, there can be some real tangles with insurance issues, uninsured, underinsured, some subrogation claims for workers' compensation or for health insurance carriers. It can get to be pretty complicated if you have a lot of players in it.
You know, a lot of these obviously look like the deck is stacked against you when you go into it. They've got their own attorneys. They've got their own insurance companies. And the insurance people, good people that they are, good industry, and we talk about that all the time, but their job is to represent those clients. Yours is to make sure that the people that come to you are represented and you take care of them.
Yeah, that's generally true. An adjuster in general is trying to represent the owner of the policy. I mean, that's the adjuster's job, the owner of the policy and the company. And so their interest is not the person making the claim, but it's the person that they signed up on a contract of insurance with. That said, the adjusters are supposed to be looking out for their own insureds on an underinsured or uninsured claim. It's kind of a subtle difference, perhaps hard for the average layman to understand, but there is a real difference. And if you don't know that those cases are different, you're at a real disadvantage in trying to settle them.
Johnson Christensen Law, you can go to their website. Good place for you to start, SiouxFallsLaw.com. How'd you get that website? That must be one of those that you guys had to work to get, because that should be one that would go quickly with the counselors we have here in this area.
Do you remember when I said I've been practicing 35 years? I was here when the Internet started. Maybe I'm
really?
Al Gore, I don't know.
Could well be. You know, it doesn't happen very often, but occasionally I can bring up a case and you say it would not happen in South Dakota.
Bill, you've already beat on this drum.
But this is a drum. Maybe somebody in the audience, maybe one person out there didn't hear this, but it does bring up the fact that we assume that everybody is good in South Dakota, that none of this could happen. And then we heard the story of the Brookings lady.
Yeah, and I don't know how that's coming out. We saw that in the Argus about 3 or 4 days after I said I don't think that would happen in South Dakota, and you'll recall that I brought the article to your attention.
You did, much to your credit.
Well, you know, I just like when I'm wrong, I like to get it out there. It's easier to say I'm wrong myself than to have somebody else point it out to me.
But we had actually talked about a Middle America nursing home story that was actually not far from where I spent about 8 years of my life in Mississippi. And this was Vicksburg, not Hattiesburg, but Vicksburg, Mississippi, where you had people that I want to say 80 different patients that were misled. They were taken, including a gentleman that was charged for some designer jeans, like $100 for designer jeans, and he lost both legs in the war. Brings to a point that, you know, you can have the best company in the world, but all it takes is one employee to take advantage of it, nowhere, much like the Target situation, where things do change, and you have to keep an eye on it and make sure you're represented.
Well, you know, the reality is it doesn't matter whether you're talking about nurses or you're talking about CNAs or lawyers or radio announcers, for that matter.
What you talking about?
There are going to be some that fall below the standard that we want for people. And when that happens, families deserve some answers, and that's what we try to provide them.
With the nursing homes, the intriguing thing to me is you have somebody that's in the nursing home, and they are still there, and you know there's some abuse going on, but you're scared to do anything because it might affect them. And as we have kind of discussed on the air, sometimes it's better if they're not still in that nursing home when you you do your investigation or file some sort of a legal action.
When people call us, the first thing we need to do is we need to make sure that their loved one is safe. And if that means a different nursing home, we may have to wait for investigating it until they move. Sometimes, unfortunately, it means that they've already passed on and that the family is upset. Sometimes the injuries that occurred led to an earlier death, and the family now is mad about the whole situation. And so the safety issue isn't there on those cases. But number one is, we can't do you any good if your loved one isn't safe.
2014, we're going to talk in our first show, which I think comes up the 10th and 24th, I think, in January. We're going to talk about the direction we want to take in 2014. Ideas?
Well, you know, I hope to do kind of a mix. I certainly want to make sure that everyone knows what we do for a living and how we can help people. But in addition to that, I'd like to take a look at some of the more interesting legal issues that come along, even if they're not in my particular corner or area of expertise. Those can be interesting to look at because they're noteworthy, but also I think it'll be interesting to look at a lawyer's perspective on some of those issues, which might be occasionally a little bit different than what the rest of you think.
Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law Office, SiouxFallsLaw.com. Have to ask you about Target. That's one of the things that everybody says there's going to be a flood of lawsuits. Target's now doing their own thing. If you had somebody come to you and say, what do we do with Target? We just lost $1,500 because of something that was not in our control. What would you suggest?
Well, my guess is that Target's going to resolve that on its own, and that those claims will be resolved fairly easily. But I can tell you what I told my wife, who was shopping at Target during the time, and I told her to watch the credit card, to look at her credit report, or mine, more importantly, I suppose, and to make sure that things looked okay, and beyond that, not worry about it. The fact of the matter is, I think the type of fraud that was dealt with there, or that we're dealing with there, sounds like it's more affecting your individual Target card, which means you've kind of got a, they're in the mix. They can't get away from it. It's a little different than somebody going in and establishing a new credit line for you. Although that's what I think you need to watch at the credit agencies to make sure that there aren't new applications made in your name.
A guy with a microphone in front of him. We had two members of our family that had been to Target in that November 17th or the 27th through whatever the date was, and they were going back to continue to spend with their credit card at Target. Do you find that a little unusual that somebody's been hit once and they're saying everything is okay, and then your daughter-in-law or your daughter is saying, we're going back?
Well, I guess I don't. No, I think that Target has a reputation to maintain. I suspect they're going to put a lot of resources into it. And I think this weekend, if we saw a special at Target and had our card in our pocket, we'd probably go ahead and use it.
Okay. like I say, I've got to ask them the way I see them, and you got to answer them the way you will. Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law Office, we appreciate you taking time with us today. Again, go to SiouxFallsLaw.com, 335-1778. He'll be back on January the 10th in the 9 o'clock hour, and then January the 24th in the 10 o'clock hour. Counselor, Happy New Year to you.
And to you too, Bill.